Syria has strongly criticized the UN Security Council for failing to condemn the recent terrorist attacks in Idlib and Aleppo. The Syrian Foreign Ministry said the Security Council's failure to denounce such acts cannot be justified. Nearly 110 people were killed in terror attacks this week. No end in sight to gun-related killings in the U.S. New figures show more than 1,000 people have been shot to death since last month. The figures come just over a month after an American gunman fatally shot 26 people at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. British police are probing claims that prominent politicians, including conservative lawmakers, were members of a pedophile ring. The abuse allegedly took place in the 1980s. Residents of a care home in central London say they were sexually assaulted by politicians who used their connections to escape prosecution. London has admitted for the first time that its squeeze on tax credits and benefits will push a further 200,000 children into poverty. The estimated figure comes as a result of a government decision to increase in-work and out-of-work benefits by only 1% for the next 3 years. Yemeni protesters take to the streets yet again to demand the realization of the goals of their revolution. They're calling for the restructuring of the military and the release of political prisoners. Yemen witnessed a revolution in 2011, along with the Arab uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt. Islamabad has struck a deal with a protesting cleric to end the mass rally he's leading. Tahir al-Qadri has called on his supporters to go home, which will end his four-day protest. The fiery cleric is calling for an end to corruption and sweeping reforms to tackle Pakistan's numerous problems. Boeing 787 Dreamliner jet planes are grounded across the world until a safety concern on the aircraft is fixed. According to reports, the lithium batteries used in the plane can leak and start fires. On Wednesday, a Japanese Dreamliner was forced to make an emergency landing due to a smoke alarm. And German robbers dig a tunnel directly into a bank safe and manage to escape with their loot. Police say the robbers had been working on the well-supported tunnel for months, digging a passage straight into the bank safe. The robbers set fire to the tunnel as they left to destroy any evidence.